This is Theremin 30. 30 minutes of Theremin music, news, events, and interviews with a new episode about every 30 days. Now, here's your host from Denver, Colorado, USA, Rick Reed.
Hey there, welcome to the July 2022 episode of the Theremin 30 podcast. I'm Rick Reed, and I've been your host for more than 3 years now. And normally I'm trying to publish the episodes around the first day of each month, but I got distracted by some other projects recently and by the desire to just take a long nap under my air conditioner. Here in Denver, Colorado today, we set a record for the highest high temperature for this date. And this morning we actually set a record for the highest low temperature too. And I think I've got a pretty hot show for you this month. I'll play music from Donna Maya, Hecla, Yoko Onishi, Miles Brown, and my special guest, Charlotte Dubois, who will share highlights from her brand new self-produced album, Gamme de Couleur. Hopefully I pronounced that close enough. Let's start off the first set of music in this episode with a track that I can pronounce. This is called What the Eye Doesn't See. It's by Berlin-based recording artist Donna Maya. After that, I'll spin a short but sinister track from the upcoming new Hecla album, and I'll tell you more about both of those recordings on the other side. Thank you. We started the show with Donna Maya and a track called What the Eye Doesn't See. It's part of an 85-song compilation album called Save Ukraine. You can download it from Bandcamp for a donation of 4 euros or more, and proceeds go to the Red Cross to support their humanitarian aid efforts in Ukraine. There's a link to the album in this month's show notes at theremin30.com. And after that, I played a rather chilling soundscape by Hekla called En O Aftish, which translates to English as Yet Again. It's part of a new album of doom and gloom soundscapes by Hekla set for release in September called Chuchu Ejar, which is a Catalan word meaning whisper. Check out the appropriately creepy video for that track on the Theremin 30 YouTube playlist. After this break, I'll take a look at the Theremin 30 calendar, and I have new music from Yoko Onishi, so stay tuned. The Theremin 30 podcast is supported by affiliate programs with Eargasm Earplugs, eBay, Reverb, and Zounds. When you follow these links and banners on our website, a portion of any purchases you make will help keep this show in the ether. So start shopping at theremin30.com. It's time now for a look at the Theremin 30 calendar of Theremin events. Marla Goodman continues her Theremin Thursdays performances in Bozeman, Montana through the end of July on her front porch. Stephen Hamm has a couple of shows this weekend in the Vancouver, BC area. The Divine Hand Ensemble has a full slate of performances over the next several weeks to promote their new Aria 51 album. Saturday, July 23rd would have been Dr. Samuel Hoffman's 99th birthday. Carolina Icke is the featured soloist at the BBC Proms concert at London's Royal Albert Hall on August 4th. For details about these events and more, check out the interactive calendar on theremin30.com. And if you have an event you'd like me to put on the calendar, send me all the details through the website, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Also on the calendar, Yoko Onishi hosts her monthly RCA Theremin evening on Saturday, July 23rd from her home in Japan. Because of the time zone differences, it actually plays late Friday night here in the Western Hemisphere. But you can catch a replay anytime after the live show airs on YouTube. This month, she will be demoing the Clarivox Centennial Theremin's patch editing software. Yoko Onishi has been working on a follow-up to her All Theremin album she released in 2017. Here's a preview single from All Theremin 2. It's called Ombra Mai Fu, also known as The Largo from Xerxes by George Frederick Handel. That was Ombra My Fu, or The Largo from Xerxes, performed on the RCA Theremin and the Moog Etherwave Pro by Yoko Onishi. It's from her upcoming album, All Theremin 2. There's more to come on the Theremin 30 podcast. Later in the show, I'll play a track off a cool Miles Brown album from a couple of years ago. And up next, I visit with French recording artist Charlotte Dubois. She has a colorful new album out now, and she will tell us all about it. So stick around. Hey, this is Rick Reed, producer and host of the Theremin 30 podcast. Did you know that you can advertise with Theremin 30? You can place banner ads on the website or even get a commercial played right here in the middle of the show. It's a great way to promote products, services, and events to the Theremin community. And honestly, this show does not have a huge audience, at least not yet. But that means it doesn't cost much to get involved. You can find rates and details at theremin30.com. Charlotte Dubois is a wonderful thereminist and pianist based in Lille, France. Last month, she self-released a lovely album on Bandcamp called Gamme de Couleur, or something close to that. I asked her to be on the show, and there was a bit of a language barrier, as you might suspect, so we couldn't record a live interview. Instead, I sent her a list of questions in English. She translated them, then translated her written answers to English so she could read them aloud. What you're about to hear will be my questions and her answers edited together. Charlotte Dubois, thank you so much for joining me on Theremin 30.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for inviting me to participate at your podcast, Theremin 30. It's always a pleasure to speak about Theremin.
I asked you to be on the show this month because you have a new album out called Gamme de Couleur. According to Google Translate, in English that would be Range of Colors, and each track is named after a different color. Before we talk about that, tell me your story about how you became familiar with the theremin.
I remember my father watching a lot of fantastic and science fiction movies, and I love that. The sound of theremin, often used in these movies, fascinated me. I always wanted one, but I never dared to start. But 3.5 years ago, my fabulous companion decided to offer me one at a rave.
What other instruments do you play? Do you have formal musical training?
I did 11 years of classical piano. It was a rigorous formation. I had to pass 2 exams by year to validate my skills. I knew how to play in Chopin, Brahms, but I was unable to compose myself. Classical way, it's fantastic, but it doesn't open to creativity. When theremin came in my life, it changed totally my relationship to music.
Your new album is called Gamme de Couleur. What does that title mean to you, and how does it represent the music on the album?
On the album Gamme de Couleur, I have chosen to explore the emotions that emerge from the colors. Each track is inspired by my personal history or universal feelings. Everyone is free to appropriate himself the emotion with his own experience.
What was your writing and recording process? For example, did you compose on the piano first, then arrange your composition to include the theremin?
It depends. Sometimes I have a melody that comes to me, and I do first the piano composition. And in second time, I will add the layers of theremin. Sometimes it's totally the opposite, as I do a lot of improvisation with theremin. One melody emerge of that, and I record it first. For example, that's what happened for Rouge Sang.
Did you create the album at home or in a professional recording studio?
I do all the record and mix myself with my stuff on Ableton.
Which theremin models are featured on this album?
The two theremins that I use most of the time are the Etherwave Plus and the Claravox. I really like the Etherwave. It offers a lot of possibilities, especially since Thierry Frenkel optimized it, adding the ESP-E01 module. It's really great. But I love the Claravox too. Not the traditional mode, but modern mode, it's really magical because we can so much personalize the presets that the player can create his own musical signature. As I got the open theremin and the theremin late in my creation process, these two theremin are only on the song Sakura. By the way, this song was really fun to create because I enjoyed to add all of my theremin. There is even a little participation of Matryomin on it.
Is there a song on the new album that was your favorite to compose and record?
It's very difficult to choose just one song because this changed depending on my emotion. But I took a lot of pleasure to compose L'Ange Violet because I usually use the looper with my theremin. This time I reversed the rule. In French, the expression voir un ange violet means that we took a smash on the head. I would like to illustrate those moments in life where we accumulate the problems and we feel in an infernal vortex. We are stunned, but we know that always we'll be all right.
So how can people listen to your new album and purchase copies of it?
You can find my new album on Bandcamp profile Charlotte Dubois. It costs €7. For those that bought my album, I prepare a bonus track to say thank you for all the support. His name is Étincelle. It's the orange color.
Do you plan to have any live concerts or streaming performances in the near future?
Actually, I do initiation of theremin in music school. I have a lovely project of concert in a beautiful place, but I can't say more for the moment. If you want, you can follow me on Instagram. I post often my improvisation of theremin and my actuality. My profile on Instagram is Charlotte Abigail Dubois.
Thank you so much for sharing your wonderful music and taking the time to visit with me.
Oh, thank you a lot for the invitation, Rick. It's a real opportunity to speak about my new album. I put a lot of love on it, and I am very excited to share it with you. Merci à tous, et vive le Térémine!
The new album by Charlotte Dubois is available now on Bandcamp, and I have a link in this episode's show notes at theremin30.com. Now let's finish the episode with a recording from Miles Brown's 2020 album, The Gateway. It came out during the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown, so it's only been this month that he's been able to perform music from the album live on stage. He'll next be performing at the Color Club in Melbourne on August 5th. From the Gateway album, here is Miles Brown with a track called Peak Body. We'll be right back. With the time remaining, I want to thank Donna Maya, Hecla Magnus' daughter, Yoko Onishi, and Miles Brown for sharing their music. And a special thanks to Charlotte Dubois for being my guest this month and sharing her new album with us. Also, a big thank you and virtual hugs go to the listeners who support this show with small one-time and monthly donations. I really appreciate your help. If you'd like to help out, there's information on the website, theremin30.com. There's also a merchandise store where you can pick up t-shirts and bumper stickers and other fun things, so check that out. Until next time, I'm your host, Rick Reed. I'll see you again somewhere in the ether.
You've been listening to the Theremin 30 podcast. Visit Theremin 30 on the web at theremin30.com.